The Federal Food and Drug Administration this week says it will begin a ban on dietary supplements containing ephedra in 2 months. Since that announcement, stores across the country selling the supplements report a dramatic increase in sales. In California, a separate ephedra ban begins today. And as Deborah Schifrin reports, ephedra users have been very busy shoppers.
The nutrition store Max Muscle in the heart of San Francisco's Castro District usually closes around 3 o'clock on New Year's Eve. Last night, they were open until midnight. They claim to be the only store in San Francisco that was still selling dietary products with ephedra. James Johnson is the owner.
This is it, and it is selling. It's flying off the shelf. A lot of people are saying that they saw the news last night, and it gave them the heads up on this special date.
Johnson had 3 full shelves of ephedra products and helped customer Eric Jackson find the right supplement.
People have had the best results with that one.
Do you have any more of these? This is all you have.
Let me check them back.
Okay.
Jackson says he's been using ephedra products for 6 years, but his gym stopped selling them in October.
I'm going to buy probably 4 bottles to stack up. I can't afford to buy that many, but I'm going to buy enough so at least I can use them until I can.
Jackson bought 4 bottles at about $45 a pop, and after he got rung up, he went back and bought one more. Store owner James Johnson says Muscle Max raised prices about $10 on ephedra products since the ban was announced.
Our prices may seem high. We did have to increase the price on a lot of the ephedra products. Simple supply and demand. We're the only store in the city that is selling it right now. And there is risk associated with selling ephedra products.
Johnson says there have been numerous lawsuits in recent years against store owners who sell ephedra to customers who later develop health problems. Customer Jeff Lavaca certainly wasn't put off by the risk or the price.
Well, I'm going to buy about 3 or 4 or 5, 6 bottles of ephedra products. Not so much for the weight loss, but for the pump it gives you for the workout.
Lavaca says he's not sure what he'll do when his bottles run out.
I'm going to see how the ephedra-free products work. Some people say it works just as well. I don't know. Either that or start drinking 2-3 cups of coffee before workout, you know.
Other customers agreed that coffee would be the replacement of choice, with chocolate a close second. Owner James Johnson says whatever ephedra products don't get sold will end up in the garbage. Down the street from Muscle Max, another establishment, the Immune Enhancement Project, also has a shelf full of herbal supplements with ephedra, but they won't be ending up in the garbage heap. The Immune Enhancement Project practices traditional Chinese medicine, which is exempt from both the state and federal ban. The Chinese name for ephedra is ma huang, and it has been used for healing purposes for thousands of years. In California, licensed healthcare practitioners, like acupuncturist and herbalist Debbie Chargel, will still be allowed to give ma huang to their patients. Chargel says it makes sense that Chinese medicine is excluded from the ban.
The dosage that we use is much, much smaller. It's about the tenth of the dosage that Muscle Max products would be used for. The purpose that we use it for is completely different. So we use it when there's a exterior invading pathogen, so you're sick. That's one use. The other is to help open up the lungs, as in asthma.
Chargel says in upcoming months she'll talk to her patients about ma huang, or ephedra, if they have concerns. But she says she's confident in her use of the supplement.
I'm not going to give them ma huang if they've got heart problems, if they have rapid heartbeat or high blood pressure, so I know to monitor that. I also won't give it to them for weight loss. That's not the reason that you use ma huang.
In fact, she won't be allowed to give it out for weight loss. The California Department of Health says even licensed healthcare professionals are banned from giving patients ephedra as a diet aid. But even as ephedra is vanishing from retail stores in herbal supplement form, the ban does not cover ephedra in drug form, like pseudoephedrine, commonly used in cold medicine. That means well after the new year, Californians, and all Americans, will still be able to pick up products with ephedra over the counter in their local pharmacy. For Day to Day, I'm Deborah Schifrin.